Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Oleh HaSholem. It begins in the Oz Vahar edition on Daf Mem He Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, two words before the end of the line with the words Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. We're going to learn now two halachos which were said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Begins the Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yom Kippurim shechal liyos b'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, afal pi she'ein ne'ila b'Shabbos, even though normally, if it would be a regular Shabbos, there would be no tefillas ne'ilah. Maskir shel Shabbos ben ne'ilah. Still, he mentions the kedushas hayoim of Shabbos during ne'ilah, as the Pnei Moshe explains at the bottom of the right hand column. Divrei Maskil afal pi she'ein ne'ilah b'Shabbos ilav yoim haKippurim. Were it not that today is also Yom Kippur, there's no ne'ilah that's set on Shabbos. So this tefillah is not a tefillah of Shabbos. It's a tefillah of Yom Kippur. So I would have thought that perhaps we don't mention Shabbos in tefillas ne'ilah. Afal pi hachi, maskir shel Shabbos b'tefillas ne'ilah. Still, the halacha is that he is maskir Shabbos in tefillas ne'ilah. As the Charedim elaborates, in the bottom left-hand column, Divrei HaMaskil, Maskir Shel Shabbos Ben Ne'ilah. He brings down the Gemara in the Bavli, Perek Bamem Adlikin and Mesech the Shabbos, Daf Chof Dalet Amid Beis. The reason he's Maskir Shabbos in Ne'ilah, because the Yoimhu, Shenis Chayiv Barbo Tfilos. Because the day is Chayiv in four Tfilos. Upirish Rashi, Maskir shel Shabbos loymer v'sitin lono as yoyim hamanoyach hazeh, as yoyim hakipur mazeh. He mentions the fact that not only is it Yom Kippur, it's a day of slicha, being that it's Yom Kippur, it's a day of forgiveness, but it's also a day of rest because it's Shabbos. The chaysim, and he concludes, mekadesh ha-Shabbos v'yoyim hakipurim. Even though regularly there is no tefillas nila on Shabbos, so this is a tefillah that has to do with Yom Kippur. But yoyim hu shenischav barbo tefillas shachris musaf mincha nila, because this day is chayiv in four tefillas, since it's also Yom Kippur. So therefore, the halacha is, even though ne'ilah is not a Shabbos-tik tefillah, but since by having a combination of Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, during the day I have four tefillahs. In fact, starting from the night before, there's a total in this day of five tefillahs. The halacha is that any tefillah which is recited on Shabbos requires us to mention the Kedusha of Shabbos, and therefore, although the Tefillah is not a Shabbos-tik Tefillah, since it's a Tefillah that is recited on the day of Shabbos, therefore, Shabbos is mentioned in this Tefillah. Continues the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, Oisvin Olei. As the Charedim explains, from the halacha that we just learned of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, we added on this, we extrapolated from that first halacha a second halacha. Rosh Chodesh echal liyos b'tainis tzibur. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on a fast day, afal pi she'ein nila b'Rosh Chodesh, even though there is no tefillas nila on Rosh Chodesh, so the tefillas nila is only because of the tainis tzibur, maskir shel Rosh Chodesh b'ne'ila. We mention Rosh Chodesh during ne'ila. A tainis tzibur has with it nila. So Rosh Chodesh does not have ne'ila. This tefillah, therefore, is not a Rosh Chodesh tefillah. But yet, since the day of Rosh Chodesh is Mechayiv, that any tefillah that's said on that day, you have to mention that it's Rosh Chodesh. So if today it comes out that Rosh Chodesh is also a Tainis Tzibur, and Ne'ilah is said, then in that tefillah of Ne'ilah, although it's not a Rosh Chodesh tefillah, but the day is Mechayiv, that any tefillah said on that day, there's a Chiyuv to mention Rosh Chodesh. How exactly does a Tainis Tzibur come out on Rosh Chodesh? So the Charedim in Divrei HaMaskil Rosh Chodesh Chal B'Tainis Tzibur explains to us, Ki Hai Disnan, this is in the right-hand column on the third line, according to what we have learned in a Mishnah at the end of the second parak of Tainis, Ein Goizrin Tainis Al Tzibur B'Rosh Chodeshim B'Chanukah B'Purim. This had to do with a Tainis that was made for rain. So we don't make a tainis on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. Ve'im hischilu. However, if a tainis was made, ein mafsikin, we do not interrupt the tainis. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi explains, but Rosh Chodeshim de ikri moyed, Rosh Chodesh is called a moyed, so you shouldn't have a tainis tzibur, lechatchila, but ve'im hischilu, what does that mean? Shekiblu tainis mikoidim lechein, they had a tainis. And then v'nichnas Rosh Chodesh, and then the Beis Din saw that they have to be koveya this day as Rosh Chodesh. The halacha is ein mafsikin. We do not interrupt the tainis. The afal gav deikri moed, although Rosh Chodesh is called a moed, but like siv beyoy mishtu usimcha, it doesn't say concerning this moed of Rosh Chodesh that it's a day of joy and feasting, and therefore one could still have a Tainis Tzibur on Rosh Chodesh, and Ne'ilah is said, and although it's not a Rosh Chodesh tefillah, but since it's being said on Rosh Chodesh, therefore it's necessary to mention that today is Rosh Chodesh. And now the Gemara continues to bring the second halacha that was stated in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rab Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And here again, it's a halacha that concerns 2 days that come together on the same day. Shabbos, which is during Chanukah, afal pi she'ein musaf b'Chanukah, even though there is no tefillas musaf on Chanukah. But today, that it's Shabbos, Chanukah, there is a tefillas musaf, so the halacha is, maskir shel Chanukah b'musaf. He mentions Chanukah, he says, al anisim, during musaf. Again, the same svara that we had before in the Charedim, because the day is Mechayiv, that any tefillah that's said on that day, any Shemoneh Esrei, has to include in the Shemoneh Esrei a mention that today is Chanukah. So although Musaf is not a Chanukah Dika tefillah, it is a tefillah which is associated with Shabbos, but since it's a Shabbos on Chanukah, we have to mention Al Hanisim during Musaf on Shabbos. Ois v'nolah, we added on this second halacha of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, a similar halacha, Rosh Chodesh Shechali Ois B'Toicha, the Rosh Chodesh Tevis that comes out in Chanukah, Afal Pishei Musa B'Chanukah, even though there's no Musaf on Chanukah, but today is Rosh Chodesh, so Masker Shal Chanukah B'Musaf, you mention Al Hanisim, you mention Chanukah in Musaf, because the day of Chanukah requires you to mention Al Hanisim whenever you recite a Shemoneh Esrei, even though it's not a Shemoneh Esrei of Chanukah. It's a Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Chodesh, but since you're saying it on Chanukah, you have to mention Al Hanisim during the Tefillah of Musaf. The Sefer Nir points out that the Lashon here, L'chayra, should have been different. It says Shabbos shechal liyos b'Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh shechal liyos b'Toicha. That type of lashon applies to the first two cases we had in the Gemara, which was Shabbos that comes out on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur and Shabbos do not necessarily have to come together. So if Yom Kippur falls out on a Shabbos, there was the halacha of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that you still have to mention Shabbos during Ne'ilah. Or the second case we had at the top of the Omid here, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Tainas Sibur. A Tainas Sibur doesn't have to be on Rosh Chodesh, but if it came out that it was Rosh Chodesh, and at the same time it was a Tainas Sibur, so the halacha is, during Nila you have to mention that it's Rosh Chodesh. But here, it's not that Shabbos comes out on Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh comes out on Chanukah. It always happens. Every Chanukah has within it Shabbos. By the mere fact that Chanukah is 8 days, it's going to have one of those days is going to be Shabbos. And also, we know that it starts Chofei Kislev, and automatically Rosh Chodesh Teves is going to be in Chanukah. So the Gemara should have said Shabbos Chanukah, afal pi she'ein musaf b'chanukah, masker shel Chanukah b'musaf. And oisven ole, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Not shechal liyos b'toicha, it's always b'toicha. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, afal pi she'ein musaf b'chanukah, masker shel Chanukah b'musaf. So he's just pointing out the loshen is a little strange. Perhaps we can suggest that the Gemara wanted to keep the flow and symmetrical, to have the phrases identical in the last two cases as the first two cases, but in fact, it's not precise to say Shabbos Shechal Yos B'Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Toicha, since it always happens that we have a Shabbos Chanukah and we have a Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Before we get into the next question of the Gemara, let us give a brief hakdama. The Gemara is going to be discussing the saying of Anenu on a Tainis Tzibur, on a public fast day. Our minig is that the Shliach Tzibur says Anenu as a separate bracha between the bracha in Shmoyne Esrei of Goyal Yisrael and Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael. A Yochid says Anenu on a fast day in the bracha, not as a separate bracha, but in the bracha of Shemei Tefillah. Now, our minig today is that the Shliach Tzibur says it at Shachris and Mincha. However, the Yochid says it only at Mincha. This is based on the Gaonim, who were afraid that an individual who would say in Anenu, Hashem, answer us b'yoyim tzoyim taniseinu, answer us on the day of our fast, perhaps the person, if he would say it during Shacharis, would not complete the fast, and then he would be saying something that was not true. He was saying that he's fasting, and he didn't wind up fasting. If he says it at Mincha, which is our minig to say it at Mincha, so then even if after Mincha, he breaks his fast before the end of the fast, but he has not said a sheker because he fasted at least a half a day till Mincha, and that's also considered a fast. So the minig became that a yochid would only say Anenu during Mincha. The shatz, the Shliach Tzibur, would be able to say it even during Shacharis, because even if he would break his fast, there would be someone in the Tzibur who would be fasting. We assume that in the whole Tzibur there would be at least one person fasting, and therefore, when the Shliach Tzibur, who's representing the entire community, when he's davening and he says, B'yoyim tzoyim taniseinu, it's true, there's going to be someone in the Kehillah who's going to fast, at least one person. And therefore, the minhag has become, among B'nai Ashkenaz, that Anenu is said by the Shliach Tzibur during Shacharis and Mincha. It's only said by the individual during Mincha. However, the B'nai Svard have the minhag that in every Tefillah on a Tainis, Shacharis and Mincha, both the Shliach Tzibur and the Yochid say Anenu. In the times of the Gemara, the minig was like the B'nai Svard, that an individual would also say Anenu both at Shacharis and Mincha, like the Shliach Tzibur. Based on this background, let us see the Gemara's question. Rosh Chodesh Shechal Liyos B'Tainis. We had this case before, when during a Tainis, they were koveya that this day is Rosh Chodesh, and now we have a day which is, on the one hand, a tainis tzibur because of the rain, and on the other hand, it's also Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara has a question: Eichon, where, like the word heichon. Eichon masker who our girsa is shel Rosh Chodesh. However, the Charedim tells us in the name of the Rosh in Brachas that this is a toy sofer. This is not correct, and the correct girsa here, the correct text would be Heichon masker who shel tainis. Where does he mention the anenu? In other words, since today's a tainis tzibur because of the rain. There's a lack of rain, and they were geyser a tiny sip. At the same time, it's also Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara is asking, at the time of the Gemara, where they were noyeg like the Anshei Sfard, are noyeg today to say Anenu at every tefillah, or concerning the Shliach Tzibur, who even, according to the Minig Ashkenaz, as we explained in the Hakdamah, say Anenu during Shachris and Mincha, so that's fine on a regular day. However, if it is Rosh Chodesh, then we also have Musaf. Where do you say it by Musaf? We don't have Roifei Chole Am Yisrael and Goyel Yisrael for the Shliach Tzibur to say it between those two brachas. We don't have Shema Kolenu for the Yochid to say it in the tefillah of Shema Kolenu. So where does both the individual and the Shliach Tzibur, where do they say Anenu when Rosh Chodesh and a Tainis Tzibur come out on the same day? This is the question of the Gemara. So we have three answers to this question. Rav Zeira Omer Behoi Doya. He says it in Moedim. Rav Abba Bar Mamal Omer Bavoida. He says it in Avoida. And the way the Charedim learns, this is going both on a Yochid or on the Shliach Tzibur. It'll come out in the Chanami. According to Rav Zeir and Rav Abba Bar Mamel, there is no separate bracha for the Shliach Tzibur, as he says it during Shacharis or Mincha, between Goyel and Roifei Chole Am Yisrael. But rather, he incorporates the Anenu either in Moedim, according to Rav Zeira, or in Ritzei, which is Avoda, according to Rav Abba Bar Mamel. Rav Avinu says, Omer Bracha Revius. That's the way we have the Girsa. He makes a fourth separate Bracha. However, the Charedim brings down from the Rosh that word should be Gairis, not Bracha Revius, but Bracha Chamishis. And so too we find in the Shinuye Nuschois, in Ois Vav, that they bring down from various Rishonim, that this is a Toa Sofer here, Revius, it should be Chamishis. If we look in the Charedim, in approximately the middle of the column of the Charedim, on the right side, explains the Charedim, Upirish Bracha Chamishis, after he tells us that this is a Toa Sofer, that it shouldn't be. There's two mistakes here in the Gemara. One is that we're not speaking about Rosh Chodesh, Yal V'Yavoy. We're speaking about Anenu, in this case, of Rosh Chodesh and Tainis on the same day. And also that Rav Avinu gave a teretz, not Bracha Revius, but Bracha Chamishis. Explains the Charedim, Upirish Bracha Chamishis, Acher Sholish Roshoinis, after the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, Yoimer Bracha Revius, Rosh Chodashim, he should say the fourth bracha, which is the Kedushas Hayoim, that today is Rosh Chodesh. He says that bracha, Rosh Chodeshim L'amcha Nasata, Shehi Kedushas Hayoim, that this speaks about the holiness of today, which is its Rosh Chodesh, V'achreo, and after Bracha Revius, Anenu Bracha Chamishis, he makes a separate bracha, just like the Shliach Tzibur makes a separate bracha by Shachris and Mincha between Goyel Yisroel and Roifei Chole Am Yisroel. So too here, he makes a bracha chamishis after the bracha of Rosh Chodashim, which is bracha revius. V'achakach, and after that, Omer Shalosh Acharonis, he makes the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, of Moedim, etc. Says the Charedim, according to Rav Vina, Ubeshliach Tzibur Mairi, we're talking about a Shliach Tzibur here, Shekeveya Bracha L'atzmoy, he makes his own bracha for Anenu, K'moisha Imra b'chol pam ben goyel u'roife. Just like he says it by Shachris and Mincha between goyel and roife, here too, where we don't have goyel and roife in Musav, he also makes a separate bracha. Avol yachid, but what about a yachid? A yachid never makes a separate bracha. So he's not going to make a bracha chamisha. So the Charedim points out that ain't a chanami. According to Rav Avinu, yachol liyoy sh'oim rebeli kain netzor. The Sefer Bahag, the Hilchus Gedolos, says that a Yachid will not make, according to Ravina, will not make a Bracha Chamishis, but rather he'll incorporate it within a Lekayin Netzor. Concludes the Charedim in the first wide line, Uleman Diomer de Shlich Tzibur Oimer Bavoida, Oy Bahoida, Afilu Yachid Kain. According to the Man Diomer in our Gemara, that you're supposed to say Aneinu, as Rav Zeira said in Hoidah, which is Moidim, or Rav Abba Bar Mamal said to say it in Avoida, which is Ritzei, not only will a Shliach Tzibur do that, but also a Yachid. So it comes out, according to the Charedim, that Rav Zeira and Rav Abba Bar Mamal hold that a Yachid and a Shliach Tzibur have the same halacha by Musav, that they will not make a separate bracha. They will incorporate it either in Moedim or in Ritzei. However, when we get to Rav Avinu, he is saying bracha chamishis, according to the Gears of the Charedim, and that is only by a Shliach Tzibur who always makes a separate bracha. However, a Yachid, according to the Bahag, will make it in a Lekayin Netzor, not as a separate bracha. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rab Abba, as the Charedim learns. Rab Abba is coming to help Rab Avinu, that Rab Avinu is correct. And he says, Ma Motzinu B'chol Mokoyim Oimra Bracha Revius, Afkan Oimra Bracha Revius. And let us see the Charedim inside, the second wide line. Listen, you, Ye, Rav Avinu Asa. Devadai, Kivin Tadasa Rav Avinu. Shenikvil Shlich Tzibur Anenu. Bracha La'atzma. Since Rav Avinu holds that you should make for the Shlich Tzibur a separate Bracha of Anenu, Roy Shetia Chamishis Vilay Revius. The Charedim is explaining that not only is Rav Abba helping Rav Avinu, he's on his side, but also he's trying to explain something. He's trying to answer a question. Perhaps you'll ask, why in fact is Anenu, the Bracha Chamishis, it comes after the Kiddushas HaYoyim HaVersh Chodesh, perhaps it should be the Bracha Revius, and the Kiddushas HaYoyim HaVersh Chodesh should be the Bracha Chamishis. So Rav Abba says, no. As the Charedim explains in the third wide line, Demam atzinu kol rosh chodesh, Shomer kedushas hayoyim, derosh chadashim, la'amcha nosata, bracha revius, achar hakel hakadosh, kein roi lasis kamato. Just like on a regular rosh chodesh, when it's not a tainis tzibur, he says the kedushas hayoyim, the fourth bracha after the third bracha of hakel hakadosh, so too, even though today is a tainis tzibur, where he has to say a bracha for anenu, that bracha of Anenu will be the fifth bracha. It will come after the fourth bracha. The fourth bracha remains Rosh Chodesh, which is said after Hakel HaKadosh. So explains the Charedim the words of Rab Abba. They're coming as a support to Rav Avinu, and they're explaining also that it remains Anenu is the fifth bracha, and Rosh Chodesh remains the fourth bracha. Continues the Gemara, V'chein nafak avdo kadod Rab Abba. And so there went out an incident, and it was like Rab Abba in this question, where exactly Anenu is said, the Psak Halacha came out like Rab Abba. Let us see how the Charedim learns this line of Gemara. This is going to be in the right-hand column on the fourth wide line. Nafek uvdok hadah derab abba, ira maisa, shechal Rosh Chodesh b'tayin sibber. There was an incident where Rosh Chodesh came out on a fast day. V'osu chachme hador k'rab abba, and the chachme hador did like Rab Abba. V'chein halacha, the kaimelon maisa rab. And so is the halacha, because whenever the Gemara brings down that an incident took place and the chacham and paskin like one way, the Gemara is telling it to us as a lesson that this is the way we should be nohag. So it comes out that the halacha is like Rab Abba. The only problem is, which Rab Abba? Yesh listapik. Hi, k'Rab Abba miu. When we say that the halacha is like Rab Abba, which Rab Abba are we referring to? Because actually in this Gemara we had two Rab Abbas. We had a Rab Abba bar Mamel who said that you have to say anenu in Ritzei, in Avoda. And then we had a Rab Abba who brought a siyua. He was trying to help Rab Avinu, who said that a shatz, the shlich tzibur, makes a bracha chamishis, a separate bracha, and a yochid, as the Charedim brought from the Bahag, will include it in Elikai Nitzor. So now, which Rab Abba are you referring to? E Rab Abba bar Mamel dom Rab Avoda, or Idich Rab Abba, or the other Rab Abba, the Sover Kirav Avinu, the Oimer bracha chamishis. Umistavra, logically, it makes sense to say, Devade Rab Abba bar Mamel hu, the Oimer bavoida. The Gemara means to paskin. Even though the Gemara says, Nafik of the kado de Rab Abba, and it doesn't say Rab Abba bar Mamel, so we would be inclined to say that it's the Stam Rab Abba that the Gemara mentions. Oimer Rab Abba, Mamotzina b'cholmokam, Oimer bracha revias, Afkan Oimer bracha revias. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Nafik of the kado de Rab Abba. It doesn't say Rab Abba bar Mamel. Yet, the Charedim, who's saying this in the name of the Rosh, says no, that the Rab Abba we're referring to is Rab Abba bar Mamel. Why? The E, Rab Abba, if it would be the Rab Abba who's going like Rab Avinu, loy hoyo le Talmud loymer, the Gemara should not have said, el enofik uv de k'Rab Avinu. The Gemara shouldn't have said that a Maisa came out, the Psak was like Rab Abba. It should have said that the Psak came out like Rab Avinu, the Hu Bala Swara. The Sover Doimer Bracha Chamishis. Who is the main one who held that there's a separate Bracha Chamishis which is said by the Shlich Tzibur? And the Yochid says it during a Lekai Netzor. That was Rab Avinu. V'loi de Rab Abba d'loi asel esiyule. The Gemara shouldn't have said the halacha is like Rab Abba. It's not Rab Abba's halacha, it's Rab Avinu's halacha. Rab Abba was trying to be on the side of Rab Avinu. So therefore, if you're telling me the halacha, go back to the source. The halacha is Rab Avinu. So Elamai, if we're saying like Rab Abba, we mean the Rab Abba bar Mamel, who's arguing on Rab Avinu and holds that you do it not as a separate bracha, the Shlich Tzibur and the Yochid both do it within Avoda, within Ritzei. Kol Eila Divrei Rosh Mevuarois Nimtzas Lameid Shesoiver, that the Rosh holds the Psak Halacha is the Bein Yochid Bein Shlich Tzibur Koilol Anenu Ba'Avoda Kiven the Nifsek Halacha K'Rab Abba Bar Mamel. Since the Gemara here meant the Pasan Halacha like Rab Abba Bar Mamel, so at first glance we would say, okay, we know that Allah is like Rab Abba bar Mamel, that both a Yochid and a Shlich Tzibur have to say Anenu within Ritzei, not as a separate bracha, but it's not Negei L'maisa, because we don't have a case where a Taina Tzibur comes out on Rosh Chodesh. But it is Negeah, as we find in Shulchan Aruch Simon Reish Peches Sif Vov, where the Mechaber says, based on this Psak of the Rosh, that if a Yochid is fasting on Shabbos, when could a Yochid fast on Shabbos? When he's making a tainus chalom, he had a frightening dream, and the halacha is that he's allowed to have a fast for a frightening dream, even on Shabbos. So when he is having that tainus even on Shabbos, and he has to say Aneinu in his Shmoyne Esrei, so where does he say it in the Shmoyne Esrei? The answer is he will say it like Rab Abba Bar Mamel says to say it during Avoda. He doesn't have the regular Shema Kaleinu. He doesn't have Roife Choyle Am Yisrael Ben Goyel Roife. He doesn't have that option. He doesn't have Shema Kaleinu. The place where he says it is as Rab Abba Bar Mamel Paskind in Avoda in Ritzei. And this Sechar would apply not only to Musav, it would apply to all the Tfilos of Shabbos in which he's going to say Anenu. It would come out that according to Rav Avinu, he would say it during Elokai Netzor, as the Bahag says, because it's only the Shliach Tzibur who makes a separate bracha. According to Rav Avinu, the Yochid says it during Elokai Netzor, but we paskin like Rav Abba Bar Mamel that it's said during Ritzei, and therefore, according to our minig, that he would only say Anenu at Mincha, when we know that he has fasted at least half a day, so he at Mincha he would say it during Ritzei and not Elokai Netzor, because that would be the Shita of Rav Avinu, and we paskin like Rav Abba Bar Mamel. Continues the Gemara, B'meh Koyrin, as the Charedim explains, three lines from the bottom on the right-hand column, Talmud Boi, Taini Shechal B'Rosh Chodesh, B'meh Koyrin B'Sefer Torah B'Boiker, B'Rosh Chodesh K'Shar Rosh HaKadoshim, or B'Brachas U'Klos K'Shar Tainius. On a Taini Sibur, we read from the brachas and clause that are mentioned in Parshas Bechukosai. So Rav Abba's question was, what do you do on Rosh Chodesh, which comes out on a Tainis Tzibur? Do you read the regular Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, or do you read from the brachas and clauses of a Tainis Tzibur? Rabbi Yossi Omar, Kairin brachas and clauses. Rabbi Yossi said, we read from the brachas and clauses. Amale Rav Manas, Rav Manas said, we skip the word kegoin and we use the word begain moidatun, kitainis. What is your reason for this? Why do we read from the brachas and clauses and not Rosh Chodesh? Because you don't want them to forget that today is a tainis, even though it's Rosh Chodesh. Revian al me'ayin. They're lying on their stomachs. They're saying tachanun v'lo yadin di tainiso, and they don't know because of that that it's a tainis. Let's see how the Charedim learns it. The last Charedim, Amar Rav Manah begein moida, kolaymer matam ata oimer sheyikru b'shel. As we turn to daf mem vav amid beis in the Charedim, in the left hand column. What is the reason that you're saying that they should read Bishel Tainis, V'yitchu, Kriyas Rosh Chodesh, Shehi Tadir? Why are you saying Brachas and Klalas and not Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, V'kaim Alon, and in Masechta Soifrim there's a Klal, Tadir Kaidim. We have a rule, Tadir V'shein, a Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. If you have something that happens very often and something that's infrequent, you do the thing that's more often. So Rosh Chodesh is more common than Tainis Sibur. So why don't you keep that rule this time, and you do brachas and klalas when a tiny sibber comes out on Rosh Chodesh? Vadei nira, it appears to me definitely that your logic is shatam mishum delayipak churba, that it shouldn't come out a bad thing from this. The yitu ktsas yechidim, that some individuals will make a mistake va'amri, and they'll say dinehei demarbim slichut tefillas aras. And even though I see that the tzibur is saying all kinds of special tefillas on the tzora, that we don't have rain, and that's why there's a fast day, mikol makom ein misanin. But they're probably not going to fast, kiven the karim shal Rosh Chodesh, the kriyas ha'tayra is Rosh Chodesh, v'loi b'shal tanis k'shar tanis. It's not going to have the kriya of brachas and klalas as you do on all the other fast days. So that's your logic, why you say you have to read from the brachas and klalas. So kasha al dvarecha, I have a kasha on that. The ein tam zeklum, that logic is meaningless. The harei yesh lam oido acheres koydim zu, they have a different proof that you're going to fast. She yesh b'Rosh Chodesh zen nefilas apayim ha'shein kemishum Rosh Chodesh. You never do tachnun on Rosh Chodesh, and on this Rosh Chodesh you are doing tachnun. You are lying down on your arm, your stomach, you're falling down with nefilas apayim for tachnun. Val korcha karim Rosh Chodesh de tater kaidim. So I don't need to have the brachas and klalas to remind the people that today's a fast day. They know it's a fast day from tachnun. If they know it's a a fast day from Tachlin, then the Kriya should remain with Tadar V'she'ena Tadar, Tadar Kaidim, that you should read from Rosh Chodesh. Now we turn to the Gemara on Amid Beis, Amar Lei, Loidi Acha, Shekairin, Brachas and Klolas, to let you know that they read the Brachas and Klolas, says the Charedim. Let's see it inside. Amar Lei, Loidi, Eloshin Kotzeru. It's a very concise language here. He doesn't spell out exactly what he means. The Charedim is giving his pshat what it means. Kolaimer. Ain tam devorai shani oimer shakar and brachas uklolos mishum de la yipah korba. My reasoning for reading the kriyas hatar of brachas uklolos and not Rosh Chodesh is not because something bad will come out and people will think they don't have to fast. Darei meforsim l'cholam shatzibur mesanam al tzarasim. Everyone knows that the entire Kehillah is fasting because of the tzar that they don't have rain. And yes, they see it from the Nefilas Apayim also. But that's not the reason why they're reading in the Torah from Brachas Uklolos. Ella, mivnei she'ikar ha'tainis kadei she'yeshuvu v'yichna levavim. The main purpose of a fast day is they should do tshuva and they should be machnia themselves. They should lower their heart and subjugate themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzorech behechlech sheikru brachas uklolos shemeshab malev. So in order to accomplish this, they have to read from Parshas Baruch Hu Kaisai, from the brachas and the klolos there, so that will cause their heart to break. And they'll do tshuva. V'tam nefilas apayim hu laskirim zeh sheikru brachas uklolos. The reason they do Tachnun, even though it's Rosh Chodesh, is because the Tachnun will remind them today the Kriya has to be different than a regular Rosh Chodesh. The Kriya has to be Brachas Uklolos because I need the Brachas Uklolos to break their hearts on the fast day. Ki'ilu ein zayom Rosh Chodesh. As if today is not Rosh Chodesh. V'yitchu parsha Rosh Chodesh likas Brachas Uklolos. And they'll push away the parsha of Rosh Chodesh, even though normally Tadar V'she'ena Tadar Tadar Kaidim, and they should have used Rosh Chodesh instead of Tainis. But since I need something to break their hearts, I need the Kriya of Brachas Uklolos. And I have the Tachnun to remind them that they have to make the Kriya from Brachas Uklolos. So this was his answer why Rabbi Yossi felt that we have to read Brachas Uklolos to break their hearts, and the Tachlin only underlines the fact that don't forget to read from that Kriya which will break their heart, which is the Brachas Uklolos. So Rabbi Yossi remains adamant that the Kriya on Rosh Chodesh, Tainis Sibur, is not Rosh Chodesh, even though it's Tadar, but it's Brachas Uklolos to break their heart. Rabbi Yudin Kuputkiya. Amar Kumi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudin Kaputkia said it in front of Rabbi Yossi. And who did he say it over from? B'shem Rabbi Yudin Ben Pazi, Karim Rosh Chodesh. He disagrees, and he holds that you read from Rosh Chodesh and not Tainis Sibur, because Tadar V'she'ena Tadar Tadar Kaidim. Come Rabbi Yossi, im Rabbi Yudin Ben Pazi. So Rabbi Yossi once met Rabbi Yudin Ben Pazi. Amar Lei said to him, At Shamet Me'avicha, Adam Ilsa, did you, Rabbi Yudim and Pazi, hear this halacha that Karen Rosh Chodesh on a Tainis Sibur from your father Pazi? Is he the one who told you this? Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yudim and Pazi said, no. Abu Loi Hava Amar came, my father did not say this. Ela Be'ein Tav. Charedim says, Shem Makam. There was a place called Ein Tav, and this place, as the Charedim teaches us, did not have Tamid Chachamim. Al Yidei, the Einun Yadin, not the Inun that they know. The Gilyoni Hashas says the Charedim's Girsa is Einun Yadin. They don't know the Huresh Yarcha, that it's Rosh Chodesh. Kairim Rosh Chodesh, it's only in Ein Tav that he said, read Rosh Chodesh, because they don't have Talmid HaChachamim who are Bekiyin in Kviya Diarcha, who know exactly when Rosh Chodesh falls out. And therefore, if you're not going to read from Rosh Chodesh, if you're going to read Brachas Uklolos from the Tainis, they're going to think that today is not Rosh Chodesh. Hashar Kol HaMakayim is Karim Brachas Uklolos. But all other places that have Talmid HaChachamim to tell them when Rosh Chodesh is, they, Ein Echanami, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi's father agreed that they should read, as Rabbi Yossi said, in Brachos Uklolos. Let's see the Charedim inside. Al Yedei de Inun Yadin. This is three lines before the medium wide lines, still in the short lines of the Charedim, says the Charedim, Kloimer, Shekol Anshe Oysimakam Loihavi B'nei Torah, Veloihoye Ben Mishayotah B'maldus, Ukvius Rosh Chodashim, Ulchein, Kishiira Sham Tainus Berish Chodesh, Tikin Lam Rabbi Yehuda, Sheyikru Berish Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda was Mesakin that they should read in Rish Chodesh. The Imla Yikru, if they would not read it, Shema Yitu, they'd make a mistake, they ain't a Rosh Chodesh. Kivan de Rosh Yisano, they see people fasting. The Hemla Bekim Bekvi Diarcha, and they are not Baki in exactly when Rosh Chodesh comes out. So there they had to make the Kriya from Rosh Chodesh that they should know, even though it's a fast day, it's still Rosh Chodesh. But any other place, Ein Echanami, there, the halacha is that they would read from Brachos Uklolos, as Rabbi Yossi said before on Amud Aleph. Continues the Gemara, Yirmiyah Safra, Yirmiyah the Sefer, Shola Rabbi Yirmiyah, he asked Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rosh Chodesh Chal Yos B'Shabbos, B'Meh Koyre. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, what do you read in the Torah? The way the Pnei Moshe learns it, in the right-hand column, in the middle of the Pnei Moshe, Divrei HaMaskel, Rosh Chodesh Chal Yos B'Shabbos, B'Meh Koyrin, says the Pnei Moshe, L'Hamafter. According to the Pnei Moshe, the Gemara's whole question here is on the Mafter, the Haftorah. The rest of the Kriya is certainly the Parshas HaShavua. The whole question of the Gemara was, what is the Maftar and the Haftorah? Is it like the regular Shabbos of that week? Or do we switch to the Maftar and the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh? However, the Charedim does not learn like this. The Charedim learns, as we'll soon see in the Charedim, that the Gemara's question was, do we read the Kriya of Shabbos, or do we switch and read the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh? In other words, the seven people who are called up for an Aliyah will all read from the Parsha in the Torah that discusses Rosh Chodesh. Omar Lei, Kairin B'Rosh Chodesh. So according to the Pnei Moshe, the answer is that the Haftorah and the Maftar are from Rosh Chodesh, not from Shabbos. And according to the Charedim, he's answering that Ein Echanami, the Shiva Kruyim, will be from Rosh Chodesh, just like when you have a Yontif and it comes out on Shabbos. So the regular Kriya of that week is set aside. And we do a special Kriya of the Yontiv, the same thing. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, we set aside the Kriya of Shabbos, and we read the Shiva Kriyim from Rosh Chodesh. Let us see the Charedim inside. In the left-hand column, in the middle lines, the fourth middle line, says the Charedim, Divrei HaMaskel Koyrin B'Rosh Chodesh, Kol HaShiva SheKoyrin. All the seven aliyahs are from Rosh Chodesh. Ve'ein koyrin ha'parsha shalos ha'shavua. We don't read the parsha of that week. Kehechi demifsiki kishachal Pesach. Oy kol shar ma'adam Shabbos. Just like when Pesach or any of the other Yom Tovim fall out on Shabbos. So we set aside the kriya of that week's parsha, and we read it next week. And this week, we're going to read the Kriya of the Yom Tov, the same thing with Rosh Chodesh. We're going to have all the Shiva Kriyim reading from Rosh Chodesh. That's how the Charedim learns the Gemara. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rab Chelba, Kumi Rab Ami, Rab Chelba said in front of Rab Ami, Umas Nisa Amra Kain. The Mishnah, Mesech the Megillah, says this exact halacha. For the Mishnah states, the Chol Mafsikit, for all Yom Tovim Mafsikit, we are Mafsik, we interrupt the regular Kriya, the regular cycle of Kriya, and we set it aside until the next week. And when do we do this? We do this for Rosh Chodeshim, L'Chanukah, L'Purim. We do it for Rosh Chodesh. We set aside the regular Kriya of Shabbos. says the Charedim, L'chol Mavsikim, Mashma de Mavsikim Malikris Parshas HaShavua. From that Mishnah, it would seem that you stop the regular cycle of reading every week the Parshas HaShavua, you make a break, and you read now from Rosh Chodesh. The Elav Tar Bilvad, if you're going to say, as the Pnei Moshe learns this Gemara, that this is just for Haftorah, but the Parsha is the regular Parsha, Harei B'chol Lek Haftorah, there's no Haftorah in Chol. And it says, L'chol Mafsikin, for everything you're Mafsik, doesn't make a difference whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Chol. And on Chol, there's no Haftorah, so what are you being Mafsik? Elamai, you're being Mafsik on Mondays and Thursdays, if it it's Rosh Chodesh, you don't read the regular Kriya of that week's Parsha. You set it aside. You make a break and read from Rosh Chodesh. So too, when it comes out on Shabbos, you read from Rosh Chodesh. You make a break with the regular cycle. V'achinami ikam an diyamar b'bavli, mesechta megillah, soif perik b'nei ha'ir, and aflamen ha'mebeiz in the bavli, we have a man diyamar who holds that you set aside the weekly reading, and you only read from Rosh Chodesh. V'dayik lo mahay mas nisan, d'chihechi d'kishachal Rosh Chodesh b'choil v'aday mafsik in Parsha Komar. Just like if Rosh Chodesh comes out in the weekday, there certainly it means that you interrupt the regular cycle of the Parsha, and instead you read from Rosh Chodesh, because there is no Haftorah. So hakinamik shchal b'Shabbos, when it falls on Shabbos, the Shiva Kriyim are reading from the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, and not from the Parshas HaShavua. That's one Mandiyomer. But we have a Machloikis in the Bavel. V'ikim Mandiyomer, the Polig. There's another Mandiyomer argues. And he says, the Ha-Kadisa, V'ha-Kadisa. B'choyol Mavsikin HaParsha. U'B'Shabbos, Kairin Parsha HaShavua, Mavsikin HaTorah, Shal Shavua, Maftirin Bitter Rosh Chodesh. So that Mandiyomer in Megillah holds that it depends what you're speaking about. If you're talking about weekday, then in the Chanami, you interrupt the regular Monday and Thursday reading of that week's Parsha, up till Sheni, and instead you put in Rosh Chodesh. That's for Chol. When it comes to Shabbos, we don't do that. We read from the Parshas HaShavua. The only thing is, we don't read the Maftar and Daf Torah as we would on a regular Shabbos. That we do from Daf Torah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We do the Maftar from Parshas Pinchas about Rosh Chodesh. That we don't do the regular. But as far as the Kriya of the Shiva Kriyam, that we do from the regular Parsha Shavua. V'chein kos Rabbeinu Nisim Sham, v'chein pasku kol paiskim. We paskin like that second Monday Omar in the Bavli. So according to the Charedim, it's a machloikis in the Bavli. When it comes to Shabbos, are you mafsik Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh, and we don't lane the Parsha Shavu at all? And here in the Yerushalmi, this Mandi Omar holds like the first Mandi Omar in the Bavli, that you're mafsik whether it's Chol or whether it's Shabbos, you're mafsik the regular Kriya and you read from Rosh Chodesh. However, we paskin like the other Mandi Omar in the Bavli who says that for Chol we're mafsik the Kriya for Rosh Chodesh, and for Shabbos we read from the Parsha, and just the Maftar and the Haftorah are from Rosh Chodesh. According to the Pnei Moshe, our Gemara is going like the Mandi Omar that we paskin like. The Gemara Shaila wasn't that we should be mafsik the entire Kriya on Shabbos. The Gemara's whole Shaila here was, are you mafsik that Maftar and Haftorah? And the Gemara says, you're mafsik the Maftar and Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh. But according to the Pnei Moshe, there was no Mandi Omar here in the Yerushalmi who held that you lane from Rosh Chodesh instead of laning the whole Parsha. The bottom line, it comes out the same, lahalacha lemaisa, that we paskin, as the Charedim says, chein pasku kol apaiskim, that when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, we read the regular Kriya, and we end off with the Maftar and Haftorah from Rosh Chodesh. The whole machlokes Pnei Moshe and the Charedim is how to learn this Gemara here in Yerushalmi, but lahalacha lemaisa, we do as we're noyeg, laning from the Parsha and ending off with Maftar and Haftorah from Rosh Chodesh. Continues the Gemara. Yitzchak, Schar Shaul Rabbi Yitzchak. Yitzchak Sora asked Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Chodesh Chal Yos B'Chanukah, if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Chanukah, B'meh Koran, what do we read? Amar Lei, so he responded, Koran Shloish B'Rosh Chodesh V'Echad B'Chanukah. We have four Aliyahs, and the first three are from Rosh Chodesh, and the last one is from Chanukah. However, Rav Pinchas, Rav Simon, and Rav Abba Bar Zemina Matba B'Shem Rav Avdima D'min Chayfa. Rav Abba Bar Zemina was inclined to say this over in the name of Rav Avdima from Chayfa, not like we learned before, that three from Rosh Chodesh, one from Chanukah, but Koyrin Shloisha B'Chanukah V'Echad Rosh Chodesh. We laying three from Chanukah and one from Rosh Chodesh. What's the reason? To teach you that the extra aliyah that we're adding on is not because of Chanukah, but rather it's necessitated because of Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, we lay four. So to indicate this, we make the first three from Chanukah, and the additional, the fourth one, we do from Rosh Chodesh. So the Chredim tells us that this machloikis here, whether we do on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah three from Rosh Chodesh and one from Chanukah, or three from Chanukah and one from Rosh Chodesh, is found in the Bavli as well, Megillah of Chof Tesam Ebeis. And the Haredim tells us that the Bavli explains what's the reasoning of the one who says three from Rosh Chodesh, because of the rule that Tadr Vishayna Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. We always do that which is more frequent. So Rosh Chodesh is more frequent than Chanukah. And therefore, A, that we start first from Rosh Chodesh and then do Chanukah, and B, we do three of the Aliyahs because of Tadir, Sheina Tadir, Tadir Kaidim from Rosh Chodesh, and only the last fourth one do we do from Chanukah. However, Rav Pinchas and the other Man di Amrim disagree, and they hold that the svara of loy diacha shaloy bar revi ela machmas Rosh Chodesh, to teach you that the fourth one is only coming because of Rosh Chodesh and not because of Chanukah, that trumps the normal reasoning of Tadr Vishena Tadr Tadr Kaidim, and that's why three are from Chanukah and only the last one is from Rosh Chodesh. Now, Bar Shalmei Safra Shol Rav Mona. He asked the question to Rav Mona, and he was challenging, as the Haredim tells us, Hiksha Lufanav al Svaras Rav Pinchas. He had a kasha on the Svar of Rav Pinchas. What was his kasha? He said the following, Haga Atzmacha, think about it. Shechal Rosh Chodesh Shal Chanukah Lies B'Shabes. If Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah came out on Shabbos, so where would we read this Shiva Kurim from? V'loi Shiva Inin Kairin. Wouldn't we read the seven from Rosh Chodesh? This is going like the Man di Amar, that if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Chanukah, even if it's Shabbos, we would read the Shiva Kurim from Rosh Chodesh, and it would only be the Maftar and the Aftarah that we would read from Chanukah. So if so, there, where there's no svar of Lodi Acha, that the fourth one is coming because of Rosh Chodesh. Here we're reading the regular amount that we read every Shabbos. So there's no svar of Lodi Acha, Sheloi Bo Harvi El Machmas Rosh Chodesh. And therefore the halacha is that you read the seven Kuriyim from Rosh Chodesh. So if you do that on a Shabbos, then Huadin, you would do it in the weekday, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. You would also read first three from Rosh Chodesh and then go on to Chanukah. You would not distinguish between Shabbos and Chol. Let us see the Haredim inside. Shol Rav Mana, Hikshel in front of Asuras or Pinchas. And then the Gemara says, Shel Tinel Safra, says the Haredim, Zeb Bar Shalmei Hoya Medabel Rav Mana. He was saying this to Rav Mana. Va'aymerloy, and he was saying to him, Kushezu, this question that I'm asking you, Hikshisi lufnei kol ha'chachamim, I asked all the chachamim, ve'aymeshuli, nobody could give me a teretz. That's what the Charedim explains. It means Sheltinel Safra. I asked this same question that I'm asking you against Reb Pinchas. Why should Chol be different than Shabbos? I asked it to all the Talmidei Chachamim. The Charedim learns that the word Safra here means Talmidei Chachamim. Amar Lei, so the Gemara concludes that Rav Mona said back to Bar Shalmei, Vahado Shilta the Safra. That question that you're asking, that's a good question. It's a question of a Safra of a Talmud Chacham. Let's see the Charedim inside. And we're on the wide lines, the sixth wide line. Heishulei Rav Mana, Zu Kushas Chacham Hi, V'yafik Shisa. This is a question of a Chacham, and you've asked very well. V'adin Imach, and the din is with you. Do I am ask Rabbi Yitzchak? The correct halach is like Rabbi Yitzchak. Do Amar Shloisha Rish Chayish Echa B'chanukah? Did we read three from Rish Chayish in the weekday and one from Chanukah? Kivin Dal Korchach, Keshechal B'Shabbos, Shiva Bereish Chayish Echa B'chanukah. Again, we're going here with the Svara that when you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you don't read the Parsha of the week, you read the seven from Rosh Chodesh. So in that case, if it's Chanukah, you'll only read the Maftar and the Haftarah from Chanukah. The other seven Kareem will be from Rosh Chodesh. So if that's what you do on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Kivin Dalkar Kishchal B'Shabbos Shiver B'Rosh Chodesh V'Echad B'Chanukah, so Hu Adin, if it's in the weekday, you do three from Rosh Chodesh and one from Chanukah. V'Chein Pasuk HaBavli, Ein Mashgichim B'Chanukah La'Soisei Iker El Rosh Chodesh Iker. The Bavli Taket Paskins, that when you have Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, we don't make Chanukah the Iker to read three from Chanukah, but Adarabba, we make Rosh Chodesh the Iker, and we make Chanukah last. We remain with the Halacha, that Tadr V'Sheina Tadr, Tadr Kaidim, and therefore the first Kriya and the three first Aliyahs, as opposed to one last one, is all from Rosh Chodesh and not from Chanukah. And so is the Minig, like this Psak of the Bavli. Three first Aliyahs as opposed to one last one is all from Rosh Chodesh and not from Chanukah. And so is the Minig, like this Psak of the Bavli.